Happy Friday! Ready for this weekend. 888-456-9970. Let's get the texting hotline going. What you doing for the weekend? How you feeling first thing this morning? You know we're going to pay your bills here in just a few minutes as well, like we do. In fact, 620 is the first name. What?
I promise no rain today, but it says it's raining.
No, it I raining? Didn't bring my umbrella because I thought...
It's raining in certain parts.
Yeah. Again,
but it does say the sun, there will be sun sometimes during today. So we promised you a little bit of sun.
Oh, man.
It's not going to happen all day, but everybody, a little bit of rain out there now. It's going to go away, and you're going to see some sun today.
It better go away before I leave. I washed my hair today.
Oh, Lord.
Like, I curled it, too, because of you.
Listen,
of me.
You said it was going to be sunny today.
I know, I did. I said the sun will come out tomorrow is actually what I said.
Well, there's not going to be like a big rain, because I saw like that scale I like to always talk about. It's only a one.
No, it's just a little bit of rain this morning, and then there's going to be some sun until about noon, and then you're going to get cloudy skies, but it looks like the rain is over until Sunday.
Okay.
More rain
That's
on Sunday.
Fine. I can deal with that.
Well, it's winter. What do y'all want?
It's
winter.
It's like, hello.
I mean, it's winter.
It's going to get cold.
And winter and summer are the same here. Cold.
All right, let's get to dirty.
Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty.
Fernando's dirty.
I never thought Cardi B would be somebody who would really get political, but she's angry. She's teed up. And she's really angry that the good, hardworking people who work for our federal government are being asked to work without pay. You know, this government shutdown has gone on for a long time. Cardi's hot. She puts the blame squarely on the president. Take a listen to her Instagram post.
Second hockey.
Oh. No, they're all on.
Okay, hold on. Hey, y'all. I just want to remind y'all because it's been a little bit over 3 weeks, okay? It's been a little bit over 3 weeks. Trump is now ordering, as in summoning, federal government workers to go back to work without getting paid. Now, I don't want to hear y'all talking about, oh, but Obama shut down the government for 17 days. Yeah, but health care. So your grandma could check her blood pressure.
And then she went on and talked about something like we can't talk about.
Well,
was that something you check in?
Was that on CNN last night?
Yeah.
Was she on Fox News last night? Was she talking to...
She's political now. She was on C-SPAN.
Was she talking to The Five last night?
Now, she said that we all should take action. Take a listen to what else she said.
Here. Now, I know a lot of y'all don't care because y'all don't work for the government or y'all probably don't even have a job, but this is pretty serious, bro. Our country is in a hellhole right now. All for war. And we really need to take this serious. I feel like we need to take some action. I don't know what type of action because this is not what I do. But
thank you.
This is crazy. And I really feel bad for these people that got to go to work to not get paid.
Maybe she need to go throw a shoe at somebody in Washington. I don't know.
I've been thinking that we should talk to the higher-ups here to see if we could, you know, maybe there are people. We had texts from people who work for the Coast Guard here. Uh-huh. There are other people who are federal employees who aren't getting paid. I think we should try to funnel some money to them.
Yeah.
You know, like
maybe we should
pay your bills to federal employees, or maybe we could send them lunch. I don't know. I think we should start brainstorming to do something like that.
You know what? If we have any government workers, what would make the most difference? Would it be cool like to devote or pay your bills to you guys, or maybe you just want food? I mean, Shannon, I know if that were you, you'd be like, yeah,
I would love food and I love money.
Well,
so
you got
both.
A sandwich and some Cheetos right there.
There
Why don't you take it out to a federal worker today?
Yeah,
888-456-9970. What can we do? And then we'll take this to the boss on Tuesday
idea.
When we come back.
Dang. All right. Let's see. All right. And Mariah Carey and her former assistant, Liana Shekhnazarian, are suing one another in separate lawsuits. This drama has been brewing this week when lawsuits were filed in the middle of the week. Now, Mariah is saying that this assistant is trying to extort her with videos of her in her most intimate moments with gentlemen. And basically saying, listen, if, you know, you don't pay me or you don't or you sue me, I'm going to show these videos to everybody. And then you got this other lady also suing right back saying Mariah is basically suing her for the extortion. This lady is also suing Mariah saying that she's racist. And she said all kinds of colorful things.
Against whom?
I don't know. She's not stating that inside the court documents.
Well, Mariah's of mixed race, right?
Yeah.
So who's she racist against? We need to know.
There's all this footage, apparently, that she says she would like to have $8 million from Carrie. At least that's the money that she's trying to get in this extortion plot. We'll see where this one goes. That's going to do it for your Dirty at 6:08 now with Fernando and Greg. We are paying your bills here in about 11 minutes if you're registered at 997now.com.
All right, and Shan can't make a decision on her own. She always needs her mom's approval. Are you like that?
It's Friday. Let's make it sound like
it. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday. It's Freaky Friday.
Turk on a Friday with Fernando and Ray. 6:22 now. And we're paying your bills like we do every day. Except for Tuesday. Michael Hernandez and Milbray got that American Express bill you told us about. You still have about 6 minutes to get through a 888-456-9970 and get this American Express bill paid from us. We'll do another name right about 7:20 this morning.
Yeah, make sure that you get your bill paid. So if you sign up, you gotta listen, because when we call your name, if you don't, you miss out on that free money.
I know. It's leaving money behind. Don't do that.
Yo, Shan, yesterday you were telling us that you have been fighting with your boyfriend because you cannot make a decision.
It's so sad.
Without asking your mom and your sister.
Yeah, I have to call both of them. We were at IKEA, and I kept having a FaceTime every time. He's like, oh, do you like this? I'm like, well, let me ask them first. And he's like, can you stop?
No, do you like it is what he wants to know. Not if Chiquita Banana over there likes it.
I don't know how to make like a big girl decision. I feel like it's furniture is a long, you have to have it for a long time. So I feel like, mm-hmm, let me just ask for their approval, because maybe they'll have another furniture store that they like, or maybe they say, oh, don't get that there.
Isn't he coming out of his wallet for this furniture?
Yeah.
So why is it your sister's opinion that matters?
I don't know. Because he's asking me if I like it. So I want to make sure that
if
I really like it.
Exactly. Not them.
So I need to make sure I really like it.
Does he, like, just kind of stare you in the face and go, just tell me what you want?
No, he goes and sits on the couch. It sits on a mattress and pouts.
Yeah, he went to the mattress aisle or section, and he, like, sat there, and he had, like, his hand in his face, and he was just like, seriously, like, why do you always have to call them for everything?
Damn,
like,
he had to follow those arrows, get out of the couch section, and go sit on a mattress.
And, you know, you get so confused in IKEA. He probably never got out
there.
Where
did this fool go?
He's probably still there.
And, I what's so funny, I was like, well, I'm still on FaceTime with them, so I'm going to just keep showing them around, because I needed to make sure.
Maybe he needs to work with Fernando on his anger management techniques.
Wow. Oh, I know.
Right?
Just sit on a mattress and count to 10.
Count to 10. You're going to be doing that a lot with Shan.
I think that it happened so much that it was just kind of his breaking point.
888-456-9970. Can you not make a decision without asking your mom, your dad, somebody in your family?
Hey, Kira.
Hello.
Hello. So you ask your mom's opinion about everything.
Yes, pretty much. I mean, I drive my boyfriend crazy with this. He always jokes that, like, you have to get your mom's opinion before you sneeze.
Well, like, what are some of the things that you ask her about? Because Shan said that, you know, she always has to call before she buys furniture, before she buys anything new.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that, and also literally everything. Like, I've called her when we were picking out shower curtains, right, and furniture, but I've also called her, like, when I didn't know what was on the menu. I mean, she's, like, basically Google for me, but Google was an opinion.
And your mom doesn't mind this? She doesn't get annoyed
by
these constant calls and texts?
Yeah, no, my mom loves it. She feels useful, and she, like, yeah, no, she loves it.
And
doesn't that make your boy, and I mean, not just make him mad, though, but if I was somewhere and we were picking out a shower curtain, me and my boyfriend together,
yeah,
and he had an opinion, and I said, well, hold on, let me get my mom's opinion, I think he would be annoyed.
Okay, well, first of all, my mom has lived a lot longer than we have, so I definitely feel like she knows what's best, and she's going to be like, you don't want the plastic curtain that you're going to have to buy another one in 2 weeks. You need to get the linen one that you can, like, rewash.
See?
Like,
there you go. You haven't figured that out on your own yet?
Well, I don't know. One time he called her and he was like, well, not called her, but he was like, let's see what your mom thinks. And I don't know. I think he's too sure.
So he's submitting now. He's just letting her.
Well, so I don't think he's necessarily into it. I think he's just gotten used to it, and I've kind of just trained him.
I bet you before he ever buys you any kind of birthday or Christmas gift, he calls your mom first.
Yeah, well, he definitely called her to get an opinion on the ring that he's going to give me.
Oh, yes. How sure are we about this ring?
So I'm not, okay. I'm not supposed to know that. So can we not?
Oh my God, your mom about is such a big
guy. Yes.
Shoot, no, I'm serious. Like, it's not. Okay, so much.
All right, we're hanging up now. All right, thank you.
Oh, girl.
Wow. Shan was just telling us about a trip to IKEA with her boyfriend Matt recently, and he got really frustrated because you can't make a decision about furniture without FaceTiming your mom and your sister.
I can't make any decisions without them.
What are you doing now that your mom's on a long vacation? Are you hyperventilating? You have to make a decision?
Yeah, I'll either text her. If she doesn't respond right away, I'll call my sister.
Your sister sort of the backup?
My sister, and then I got my cousins on lock,
oh,
too.
Lord.
Oh,
Lord.
I just need to have... Wow. Yes.
Michelle wants to know if you asked their opinion before you started dating your boyfriend.
Yeah, of course I did. What do you think? If they're like, nah, then I'd have been like,
I remember the one guy, don't say his name, the one guy we used to work with that your mom hated.
Uh-huh. She made our lives a living hell. And
she made that a very short relationship,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm so glad she did, because I look back, I'm like, you are so right. She's right about every single relationship. Right. I think it's a cultural thing.
Her.
I don't know. Maybe Latinas, we do
I'm
this.
Start, give me your mom's number. I'm going to start calling you before you
She would love it. She likes to help.
Aaron, is it a cultural thing like Shan just said?
It is. So I've been married to my wife for 11 years, and she's got to call her mom and her dad for everything.
Like, give us an example.
It never changes. So
yeah, what was like the most annoying?
I feel for Shan, you know, just tell her, you know, tell her boyfriend that if he wants to be with her, he might as well just get used to it.
Hey, give us an example of one time where it annoyed you.
So, you know, for example, we're going to go somewhere in a couple weeks, right? And so she was like, well, you know, I want to go to this antique place over in Oakdale. And I was like, yeah, of course. She was like, I'm thinking about inviting my parents. I was like, okay, can we make sure that we don't go then? Because, I mean, it's a point where, you know, I love spending time with them, but, you know, you just never get to do anything you want to do, you know? So it's like, I end up just being like the guy that carries all the coats, you know? You know, the guy that just kind of, you know, goes and gets the car. So I'm like the butler,
right?
You know?
But the limo driver.
But if I get to go like just with my family, then I actually get to make a decision here and there.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice to do that.
Well, because
you know?
Didn't you want to go to this place in the first place so you could pick out some stuff?
No, I don't even ever want to go. You know, I just wanted to make my wife happy, you know what I mean? Something that she likes to do. It's something to walk around. I can walk around with my daughter, you know, have fun. But in all reality, you know, a day trip that can turn into 2 hours turns into 10 hours.
Yeah.
You know? It's like Latina time. They don't have time, you know? You know, you say you're going to leave at 8 o'clock, but you don't leave till 12 because you just left, you left Denny's at 11 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't work that way.
So you've thrown your watch away at this point.
Exactly. You just got to, you know, you got to clear out your whole day and just go with the flow. But, I mean, it's worth it, though. I mean, they're amazing.
Thank you, Aaron. Let's get Aaron connected with Matt.
Right.
I think he could really be a good mentor in this situation.
And this brings up a future topic that we need to discuss. I don't think it's just Latina. It's going to be a little sexist, but it might be all women. My mother always claims that my sister-in-law has amber time. There's everybody else's time, and then there's amber time. Mm-hmm. So she's going to be at my mom's house with the kids at 8, and by 11:30, she rolls up.
Yes.
So there are people out
right.
there.
Yeah, yeah.
I think mostly female, but we'll find out later on when we do this topic. There are people out there that got their own time,
yes.
And it's always too. My friend Kelly. There's Kelly time, so I always have to ask. She'd be like, I'll be at your house at 4.
Right.
I'm like, is this 4 p.m. normal time?
Yes.
Or is this 4 p.m. Kelly time? Because that's about 5:30.
Yeah, because you need to make arrangements. And you could be doing things while you're sitting there waiting for them to show up on the time that they said that they would show up at. I'm guilty of it. When I was younger, it was always Fernando time. But then you lose friends. Nobody wants to hang out with you anymore. If you're like Shan, you need to ask your family about everything.
Wake up.
You're listening to Fernando and Greg.
Fernando, yo, Greg!
You have to live with a person like that. It can get a bit frustrating, I would imagine. Just like what your boyfriend is going through right now, Shan.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I don't even realize I was doing it till we were at IKEA and he almost started crying. So, it's
I'm sure
frustrating.
He loves to hear this on the air.
No, he wasn't crying, but it was frustrating.
I have sympathy for Matt. I mean, you know.
He has to deal with a lot with me.
Right, but he'll do it because he's, you know,
I'm in love with you. I'm the exact opposite of you, Shannon.
What?
I don't ask my family about anything. We are so polar opposites on everything. That's why I told you. I got the tattoo first and told my mom I'm thinking about getting a tattoo. I would never ask her what I should
do. I think that's the difference between white people and Latinos. We got to, like, we have to ask our family for everything.
I don't know. Because
we're scared of them.
What?
Scared of them being mad at us for doing something. So we're like,
you know what? You're scared of them because you won't live on your own. I'm not scared of my mom because guess what? I pay my own bills.
All right, Chiquita, hello.
Yeah.
You ask all five of your brothers for approval?
I have to go to them, yes. Sometimes they agree, sometimes they don't, but my brothers play a huge influence on my life.
Do you get them all on one call or do you go one by one?
Definitely do one by one because I don't want them trying to tag up or anything like that. I want to hear their individual perspectives.
Yeah.
So they age from age 40 to 17, so they all come from different, you know, backgrounds, I guess you could say.
Do you do it by majority rule? So if three say one thing and two say the other, you go with the three?
No, I usually listen to my older brothers because they'll probably kick my ass if I go against them.
Yeah. Don't listen to a 17-year-old. They crazy.
Oh, my gosh. They really are. They really, really are. And it sucks because I, like, so my future house, I have to incorporate at least 6 to 5 rooms because I know that I'm going to be the house that everyone has to come to for the holidays and everything. And
oh, God.
I know. So I think that's why I have a lot of ex-boyfriends. They don't want to deal with that.
Oh.
I hope you're rich because that's going to be a big house.
I'm going for my CPA. Don't worry, Divya. We'll be rich.
All right, girl. Well, good. Invite us over.
You can embezzle everybody else's money.
Oh, I'm already working on that.
Okay. Well, let's not talk about illegal behavior. All right. Have a great day.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
Well, if you like Fernando and you like to buy counterfeit sports memorabilia and merchandise off the street.
Sure.
And you buy some in the next couple of weeks, it may not be counterfeit.
What?
It may be the real deal because $500,000 worth of Golden State Warriors merchandise was stolen from a team warehouse this past week. They have now confirmed that. The team said late Thursday that the warehouse was ripped off of jerseys and T-shirts. Now, they say they're not too worried about it because it was old, outdated stuff, and it was slated to be given away anyway. But I would imagine, you know, those pop-up tents that they got on the street corner.
Oh, yeah. 24th and Mission.
Somebody's going to be selling that stuff.
Or somebody going to be laying out like
and
their
Fernando's
blanket.
And Fernando's going to be buying.
Oh, yeah.
Correct.
Down by 23rd. That's my
food. You know what? And this is good news for Fernando because you can finally get Warriors gear in the proper colors.
Yeah.
Instead of lime green and purple.
Greg will never forgive me. I bought a lime green Giants cap. Lime green Giants cap. And he was not happy about
Market
it.
On Market Street.
Still.
On Market Street.
Yeah. That was during the World Series parade.
Put that back.
I needed something Giants. I'm
like, well, at least buy the right colors.
I'm going to take it. I'm like, yeah.
He waltzes up, and we're all standing there looking at him like, oh, my God, don't stand anywhere near us. Everybody else is in orange and black, and there he is in lime green.
See, I never even noticed that, like, I do like this stuff. But until like, right before the wedding when people were coming here, they were like, hey, Fernando, where do we go to get, like, the, you know, really good, like, counterfeit stuff? Like, where's the
really
fake stuff?
Really good counterfeit? Yeah.
New York City.
You know, I know.
You live in Philadelphia. Take a train to New York City.
I'm like, Shan, my supplier is a little low right now. What you got?
I was like, I don't wear counterfeit stuff.
I thought for sure.
Girl,
you would know.
She goes to TJ Maxx. She gets the real stuff.
I get the real stuff for real cheap, or else I'll have...
You don't
my
get,
man buy it for me.
You don't get Snoochie instead of Gucci.
No.
The best counterfeit stuff is in New York. You can't really get... You can get counterfeit stuff here, but the good stuff is in New York
City.
You
got to have one nice thing and wear it for a long time.
I don't know what happened in San Francisco, but like, it used to be good back in the day, but now...
When?
Back in the day.
Back in the day when I was really broke.
Hey, speaking of the Warriors, DeMarcus Cousins makes his Warrior debut tonight in L.A. versus the Clippers. strippers. I think a lot of people are excited to see how he will fit in with the other superstars on this team. You can check that out at 7:30 on ESPN today. And the New Orleans Saints will host the Los Angeles Rams for the right to go to the Super Bowl on Sunday. The Saints, they knocked off the last year's champs, the Eagles, last weekend. That did not sit well with one Eagles fan. Following Sunday's loss, two women, they got into a fight with each other over whose fault it was that the Eagles lost. So the one girlfriend pushed the other one down, took her Pomeranian, and stuck it into the microwave.
Oh, wow. No.
And threatened to zap it if she did not come to terms.
That's that Philly rage right there.
What is wrong with people?
And they
out
were
there?
Staying in a motel. So you know these girls were full of class.
Oh, that's wrong.
And that is a typical Philly fan, you're right.
Yeah, in a hotel, in a motel?
In a motel, not a hotel. They weren't even, I don't even think they were staying at a La Quinta. It was like even, like, it was further down. They weren't even staying at one of those places where you get the free continental breakfast.
Yeah, the penny sleeper or whatever.
Well, fortunately, the story ends as good as it can. Police got there before the dog got zapped. They opened the microwave. No one had turned the microwave on, thank God. But police, this is why I watch football alone. I don't fight with people. Yeah.
And no dogs around.
I do not fight with anybody because I won't let anybody come over. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I would say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Ladies, how long can you go without washing your hair? We'll tell you about one celebrity who had to do it for a very long time.